Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks Special, where Tim and Frank discuss Age of Ultron. How are you, Frank?
Oh, my God.
All right.
Let's just talk about it. Didn't see that coming.
Oh, no.
All right, so there will be spoilers for Age of Ultron.
There will be spoilers starting right now, so if you haven't seen it, do not listen to what we're about to say.
So we literally just saw the movie. We're in the car after having seen the movie 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, and I'm already sweating. Good Lord, is it hot in the car? Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
So my initial reaction is this felt very much like The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of this series.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Even kind of, not necessarily cliffhanger ending, but yes.
But like, you know, bad guy didn't really win, but like, good guys didn't really win either in a way. A lot of compromises were made, moral compromises.
Deaths.
Just dark overall. I really got a Empire Strikes Back vibe from this film.
Yeah.
Loved it. Oh my God. I'm still processing everything, so I don't know. Did I like it better than the first one? I'm not sure. What do you think?
I think I see now this is where I'm weird. I didn't love the first one.
Okay.
We've talked about this.
I know, yes.
I liked the first one when I saw it, but I walked out and I said, yeah, that was good. I liked it. It had an odd sense of time. It had an odd
the pacing was weird.
It had an odd pacing, and some choreography was strange, and you know, dialogue was clunky in places. And so I didn't love the first one. This one I loved.
Yep,
I loved this one. Yeah,
I think I liked the first one a smidge better.
Really,
but wow, did I mean, really, really enjoy this movie.
Yeah, see, I had more feelings of like, wow, there are all the Avengers on screen in this movie than I did in the first movie, which is interesting because that was the first time they were all on screen together.
Right.
And so let's just go back and forth. Let's like whatever. It's a spoiler special, so
yeah, let's just
whatever. I'm just good for the thing that's in my mind right now. Quicksilver died.
Yeah,
that surprised me.
You know, it did. It surprised me too because I felt like they were setting us up for Hawkeye to die. I actually felt like I saw foreshadowing for Hawkeye to die.
Except that I knew he wasn't going to because he's in Civil War.
Okay. I didn't know for sure that he was.
Yeah.
And I thought I saw... There were like kind of classic Joss Whedon
signs
of killing a character for Hawkeye.
Yes, it makes you... They're like, oh, let's build him up and let's make you like him.
Let's focus on him. Let's give him a family. Let's get all that stuff.
I think
stuff.
That was guilt over him being brainwashed most of the first movie.
Yeah.
Which, if I pointed even out in this movie, he's like, been brainwashed before, not a fan, he's the only one that didn't get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Joss Whedon loves the brainwashing.
He does like
There were a couple of multiple things in here, and I was like, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Seen you do that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost in a way makes me rather glad that he's not coming back to do other Avengers movies because I feel like he might get in kind of a loop.
Yes.
Which wouldn't be great for him.
So let's go. This is a good way to do it. Let's go around the horn, character by character.
Okay.
So that was Hawkeye's and Quicksilver.
Yeah. Well, Hawkeye's big thing was the family, which I loved. You know, giving him a purpose and a reason. I love that. Yeah. But Quicksilver, I thought maybe when Marvel and Fox worked out this deal.
Yeah.
They said, you know, you can use him this once.
Oh, you think?
And maybe that's why he died. Maybe it was like, you can use him for one movie, but that's it.
Interesting.
So, because if you think back on Avengers history, it's not really Quicksilver that was an Avenger. It's Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Like, he was and he has been, but it's really Scarlet Witch that you think
more
as
often,
an Avenger.
Yeah.
Yeah, Quicksilver has always been more
interesting.
The Brotherhood of Evil mutant thing.
Right. So, that was... I wasn't really expecting it, and I guess looking back on it, there was some setup for it, and there was some foreshadowing for it, but not, I guess I was diverted by the Hawkeye thing.
Yes, and I think that was intentional on Whedon's part, because he did say, I remember saying at one point, like, oh, I don't want to get caught into, like, I'm the guy that kills your favorite characters.
Yeah. Well, too late for that, John.
yeah, you're
kind of that guy.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that helicarrier has taken off.
Oh my, yeah. Yes, it has.
Okay, so we keep going. Do a character. Yeah.
You do another one.
It's your turn.
Okay, Scarlet Witch in general.
I liked her. I thought she was a little stiff.
She was a little stiff. I wonder if, you know, I think that a lot of that is because it's like we're seeing her for the first time. This is her first outing. This is her, you know, origin story.
Yes.
Well done. Well handled with the origin story, by the way. I didn't feel like it dragged in any way to...
No, I agree. It kind of just told you.
Yeah, it told you. It showed you. And it didn't drag down the movie in order to do it. Like, we didn't have to, like, sort of, like... I didn't feel like we were pausing to watch this story. It wasn't like a B-plot.
Exactly.
So much.
I just kind of watched it happen.
It was woven into the rest of the story very well.
Yeah, I agree. I was surprised that they weren't Inhumans.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Really, really shocked me.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, well, you're not going to mention the Inhumans at all.
Okay.
I am okay.
All right, we're doing
that. Because, well, Marvel just did this thing in the comics, for spoilers for Marvel Comics, but they just did this thing in the comics where it was revealed that Wanda and Pietro are not mutants. They're Inhumans.
Yeah.
And everyone just kind of went, oh, that's because of this movie.
Right.
I mean, I guess it still could be the case. You don't know what the experiments were
exactly
on these people, but interesting.
Very.
Interesting.
Very. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? What did you think?
I loved the way they handled her. I thought that's a character that I'm not super familiar with. I'm somewhat familiar with it, but with her, but not extremely. So
right.
I really liked this as an introduction to the character in a lot of ways. And I feel like I have something of a handle on it now, right. Whereas I did not before. So that was really good for me as a sort of a, you know, a first time introduction, if you will. Let's see. Let's go to Natasha. Nat. The component Nat, Nat this
yes.
time around.
He called her Nat in Avengers 2.
Did he? I missed that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I believe I missed that.
Yeah, he did.
Humanized her a lot more.
Humanized her, yeah. Certainly.
Each time we've seen her, I feel like
she gets a little bit more.
She's gotten
humanized.
From Iron Man 2 to Avengers to Winter Soldier to now.
Yep.
Every appearance she has been a little more human and a little more down to earth each time.
Yep, agreed. And I think that I liked her little origin flashbacks to the school that she was raised in Russia, which as an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fan, I was like, hey, that's awesome.
That's great.
Because, actually, that thing was more Agent Carter, really. Actually, I should
Agent
say.
Carter.
It was
Agent
Carter.
That's right,
it wasn't Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. But that was a whole, like, the Black Widow school, basically. Yeah. So it's cool how it didn't say it, but, like, someone who watched Agent Carter will be like, I know exactly what school that
totally.
Is.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
Awesome.
Yeah, great.
So I liked it. It was a little, don't know if I liked this Hulk-Black Widow relationship.
I didn't. So did you see that coming?
I knew it was in the
you
movie.
Knew it was coming.
Yeah, someone spoiled it for me.
Got it. That's a bummer. I didn't see it coming before this film. At the beginning, when she first lullabied him, I was sort of like, whoa, are they doing that?
Is that a thing?
Are we going in that direction,
or am
I just imagining that?
Yeah.
I was not imagining that.
I mean, it kind of plays into a character that she is this dangerous woman who might be attracted to the most dangerous man on the planet
True.
In his own, you know, but then also maybe the kindest man on the planet at the same time.
Gentle giant.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. I'm not sure that I bought it. I'm glad. I like the way the film resolved it. Let's moving into the Hulk. That
yes,
he was like, no.
Yeah,
no.
He was very tortured this entire film. I mean, when is he not? But
he was more tortured this film than he was last film.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost back to the Bruce Banner that I know. He's like, I gotta go on the run.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's the Bruce Banner thing. He's gotta go on the run.
We've seen him make this journey, right, where in the beginning of Avengers, he was on the run, he was in hiding.
Yep.
You know, Black Widow found him and brought him in.
But still helping people.
He's still helping people. But right, now she brought him in. He is... It's like, okay, maybe I can help people in this way. Maybe I should use this, you know, for good. Maybe
right.
I can be part of this team. And then it's like he learned the lesson, the takeaway he's getting from this experience in this film is sort of like, nope, I was right. I can't around people.
Yeah.
It's too dangerous. It's too, I'm not like other people. I can't be.
Right.
I can't put other people at risk. I can't put people in danger.
Yeah. It's interesting where he's going to end up.
I know. Because do we know where he will
pop up next? Yeah. No.
Okay.
No,
we don't know if or when.
Nope.
Okay.
No, as for, well, the only other movie, I mean, he is still a contract, so like you could assume he's going to show up in Infinity right. War or something like that.
But we don't know for sure.
If he's going to show up in Thor Ragnarok or Inhumans or Black Panther or anything like that.
Interesting.
You just don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. So do you think, okay, so the fight with the Hulkbuster, which was great.
Yes.
Actually, about maybe 5 minutes into the Hulkbuster fight. I was like, hey, is that, are you going to save anybody, Iron Man, or are we Man of Steel-ing this whole thing?
Yeah, I had the same feeling. And then he did, like, he did save some people. He got people off the elevator, like, you know, he did a little bit, but there was, I had the same thought during that fight where I really was sort of like, we're just destroying stuff for... And not doing much to mitigate it.
But then he started to save people.
He started to.
And he said, like, I got to get people out of the city. And I was just sitting there. I was like, this scene is a reaction to Man of Steel.
It did feel that way.
It was a total reaction to Man of Steel.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, if Man of Steel didn't get the backlash that it did against the destruction of Metropolis or a section of it, don't think we would have ever have seen that.
Agreed.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
So let's talk about... let's talk about Tony Stark.
Tony, quippy as always.
Yeah.
You know.
To me, he was just all Iron Man.
Almost brought about man's destruction. Average
average day for Tony Stark.
Average day in the life of a billionaire.
Yeah, none of it really, it didn't bother me. It was all good. I liked his armor at the end. I thought that was a good new look.
Yes,
yes,
I liked it.
It was cool.
It was your standard issue, Tony Stark, honestly, in a good way.
I mean, in a good way.
Consistent.
Consistent. I like that he developed Ultron and that he and Banner were doing it together, so it's really not all on him,
but it's really
his poking and prodding, like, which is typical. And it was like, stand back, bro, we're doing science.
Cool. I did think it was a really interesting sort of morality tale, just about the whole, like, you know, is it... I think I leaned over to you one point and I said this is very much like an episode of... you know, it's like, it just felt like a morality tale. We're looking at, like, okay, here's like what would happen if we tried to make artificial intelligence. Like, what's the downside of that?
Right.
Like a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah,
you know, in a lot of ways, unforeseen consequences and all of that, and how, in the end, the way he resolved that, and we go into another character,
with Vision, yeah,
and was he played by the guy who plays Jarvis?
Paul Bettany.
I thought, I mean, like, obviously he was voiced by him, but looks like him.
Yeah, it's Paul Bettany.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, actually, good funny story about that. I was listening to an interview with Paul Bettany, and the reason he got Jarvis was Jon Favreau, who did a movie with him, and he was like, I need a guy with no personality, so I called you. Thank you. Yeah.
What an honor.
Yeah. And so, yeah, and he said he has this joke about, like, I used to go in and do my voice for 2 hours, and they would hand me a bag of cash, and I would leave.
Yep, yeah.
And he's like, this doesn't seem fair that everyone else is doing all this work, and I'm getting paid all this money to sit in a chair and
be a disembodied voice.
Right, exactly. But he said it was a great honor and very welcoming to be there as part of this cast. And they did a very good job at legitimizing the Vision, because he can be kind of goofy.
Yeah.
And if they want to go in the Scarlet Witch Vision romantic relationship as they do have in the comics, that they can, it sets those little things up, like he saves her life, and it does. There's no like, oh, look at you, I'm like staring at
there's
you.
There's no
of thing.
Love at first sight type of thing. But...
No, but it's enough of it there to be like, that's a thing.
Yeah. The beginnings of it could be there if they want to let that seed grow, they can.
Yeah, I like that he has a cape because he looked at Thor and he was like, that looks cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of picking up Mjolnir, that was awesome.
Oh my god, that was great.
Eternal Mjolnir struggle was amazing.
Yes. Oh my god.
But if Mjolnir's an elevator, then
it goes up. Elevator's not worthy.
Elevator's not worthy. Yeah. That was awesome.
Oh man.
And so Captain America.
Cap. Language.
Language. That was funny.
They
that
kept
was
that going too.
They did keep it going. Did you tell everybody about this?
Yeah.
I like the way Whedon wrote him better in this film than in the last film.
I agree.
Yeah. I read a lot of stuff that, like, without the spoiler part of it, they said that, like, Cap kind of gets shunted. And I was like, I didn't find that at all. I thought he was in this movie quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. He was in a decent. Yeah.
I mean, he didn't really have a story arc, and maybe that's why people thought that he had shunted. But
yeah, he didn't really grow per se in this film. Like, he didn't
but he
change.
Did. He did say that, like, the family man is gone. This is this that. So he did have at the end. He really does have moments of realization and all that stuff, thanks to, you know, Wanda's mind tampering in the beginning of the middle of the film. So
that's true.
All that stuff, but it's not like it's not the same way that maybe Tony has a growth or Wanda or something like that.
It's also the last Avengers movie was originally supposed to be like from Cap's point of view.
Right.
So there's a lot more of him in that film.
Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of that was left on the cutting room floor.
It was, but there's still.
But you're right. It's driven by his point of view.
Yeah, a lot of it is. They kind of unite around him in a lot of ways.
Yeah, exactly. And so Thor, and then we can talk about Thor in the same way that his storyline is also like he doesn't really have a lot of character growth or anything like that. But
I thought Thor was used pretty sparingly.
Yes, he was used. Even like he went off and fought with Ultron for a little while, and I like forgot. Like they came back to him, and I was like, oh, that was like 10 minutes ago.
Right, right.
Yeah, you've been fighting for a long time.
Yeah, long time.
But he had some of the greatest lines in the film.
Oh man,
I think they made up for his lack of
screen presence
for you know being very memorable when he was on screen.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I thought even his like fight choreography with Mjolnir was even like using lightning and stuff like that was way better this movie than it was in Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he looked goofy just standing there with a hammer and pointing at places.
Right.
So let's talk about Ultron.
Holy Spader, Batman.
Holy, that was just that is a metal robot, James Spader.
Oh my God.
There was no.
That was fantastic. Did he do any motion capture for that?
Yeah, it was all motion capture.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
and it was him doing it.
It was him doing it, yeah.
I saw a lot of his mannerisms in the motion capture, and
his facial expressions, all of that. Yeah, I really saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really liked the design. Like, I was watching the way they, like, made his face move.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that was really well thought out. Like, there were, like, little bits above where a lip would be, so you could see the metal pieces, like, moving back and forth.
Yes,
It was really cool.
He's a scary robot. Hell of a scary robot.
Yeah, I liked it. His plan was okay.
Mm-hmm.
He was serviceable. He could come back. I think I liked his like duality with the Vision more than anything else.
Yeah, I loved that. I loved him like from the start when he was very much like the anti-Tony at first, you know.
Yes,
where
he was,
and that was obviously.
Well, they even made reference to it.
Absolutely,
you know, like, where do you think he got that? And
absolutely,
you know.
No, that was definitely the intention, and I loved that he like him and his banter with Tony at the beginning, I thought was great. That was a terrifying robot.
Yes, it was.
It was a scary robot. I loved James Spader in this role. He was everything I hoped he would be in more.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I'm a big fan of his, and I loved what he did.
Yep.
I think they did kind of leave it open for him to.
Ultron can always come back.
Ultron is always a threat. He can always come back. It's always possible.
Exactly. Yeah, so let's talk before we wrap up on anything. Let's talk Easter eggs.
Easter eggs. Okay. So Infinity Gauntlet.
Infinity Gauntlet at the end. Yep. The mid-credit scene was cool.
Yep.
I mean. I've seen Thanos, know the Infinity Gauntlet's coming, so to me, I kind of go...
Yeah, like...
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of like...
That was cool that I saw it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we also Guardians of the Galaxy, like, we kind of, like...
Right, exactly. Yeah, you know, this was definitely, okay, Thanos is still out there, good job.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
This easily could have been, like... That easily could have taken place at the end of Guardians.
Yeah, I'm
like,
not gonna.
Okay, I guess I'll do it myself.
I'm not gonna say I could have done without it, but I'm just like it wasn't necessary per se.
Wasn't necessary. I'd almost rather have like a cute scene where they like
shawarma.
Eat shawarma. That to me.
Yeah, in a way. And again, not that I'm saying like, man, I wish it didn't happen. But if it wasn't, if you take it out, it doesn't change anything. And I guess shawarma didn't change anything either. But it wasn't entertaining in the way shawarma was.
No, it wasn't. But I mean, but I guess to a general movie-going audience, it's a nice reminder that he's still out there. He's a looming presence. He's the emperor of Star Wars, blah, blah, blah.
That kind of thing,
which was good. Ulysses Klaue, Andy Serkis.
Yes.
And I don't know how much you know about Ulysses Klaue.
Tell me.
Ulysses Klaue is a Black Panther villain.
Okay.
And they talk about Wakanda, which is the nation of Black Panther.
Yes,
and
yes.
Vibranium
okay.
coming from there and all that stuff. And so they don't go to Wakanda.
No.
which I probably was smart on their part to just go vaguely.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where the the steamship graveyard or whatever they went to.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was nice. I thought that was cool. That was like, oh, I want to see Andy Serkis as the bad guy in Black Panther. That's what they just told me in that movie. Because
it's exciting.
Ulysses Klaue in the comics has a metal arm, which has like a sound wave
there you go.
Thingy on it. And so, there's the origin of it, which I was like, oh, that was cool. I liked that.
While we're talking Easter eggs, did you hear what Kevin Feige said about arms?
No.
So in paying tribute to Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
All the films in Phase 2 will have someone lose an arm.
That's wicked funny. Oh my God, that's wicked funny.
All the Phase 2 films, someone loses an arm.
So let's go back. Phase 2 starts with Iron Man 3.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly haven't thought it out, and I haven't done the research into what, you know, this is our hot takes cast, so I haven't done any homework going into this. But
I think what's his name, Guy Pearce, I can't remember his name, and Adrian Killian might lose an arm. I think he might lose an arm in Iron Man 3. Winter Soldier obviously has Bucky.
Bucky, yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I'd really have to go back and look.
Maybe Groot. Oh, Groot loses his arm.
Oh, Groot.
Groot loses
his
arm. Yeah. And then Thor gets his hand cut off by Loki.
Yep.
Yeah, wow, that's so weird.
Yeah,
that's
so cool. He says, paying respects to Star Wars.
That's awesome. And then this one, Ulysses Klaue.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that was the biggest Easter egg that I noticed. That was like a big, they're setting up Black Panther in a big way here, which was cool. I really like that. But let's talk the very end.
Very end. Okay, so it's not an Avengers film unless Tony Stark drives off in a sports car.
Yeah, that drives itself.
It drives itself.
That was awesome.
I know.
Yeah,
it was great.
He was like, anyway.
Yeah.
It was like a droid. Setting up quote, new Avengers headquarters.
Yes. Okay, so when I saw that, I was like, is that new Avengers headquarters or new Avengers headquarters?
Right, that's what I thought too, but I think it's New Avengers.
Oh yeah. By the end, that was very clear. But when they flashed that on the screen, I was like, which one are they telling us?
Yes,
and that's what they were telling us.
Damn you, grammatical references. Okay, like, how do I know which one you are?
Tell me. Well, they told us. They showed us.
That was nice. And I like that. Okay, I've seen two movies with this lineup. Let's do a new lineup.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
I like the feeling of let's not let this get stale. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it fresh.
And know what I liked? I looked at that and I went, wow. That's a great lineup.
That is a great lineup.
I want to read a comic book with that lineup.
I know.
Yeah. So, spoiler. So, you've all seen it. So, it's Cap, Black Widow, Falcon with a badass new outfit.
Looking awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. Badass new outfit. War Machine. Also badass. Looks like War Machine again. Thank goodness. Iron Patriot.
No Iron Patriot.
So that was funny. Actually, he had a lot of good moments in this for the minimal amount that he was in this movie. He had a lot of good moments.
They gave him some good moments.
Why don't I even talk to you guys?
Yeah.
And then Scarlet Witch. And also a very cool looking new outfit.
Yes.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure people will be sad that she doesn't have the little head crowned thing, but I'm okay without it.
Yeah.
I don't.
And plus, we might get there. You know, like these characters are always changing their costumes. Like I'm sure we'll get to a place.
Yeah, Iron Man changed his suit twice in this movie.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure we'll see some nod to it at some point.
Agreed. But this movie made me think like, okay, so Nick Fury's back with New Avengers.
Yeah.
Maria Hill's there with New Avengers, and I'm like, I have a couple questions. One, what's happening to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Right.
What is going to happen?
At this point, I have not seen the most recent episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
because we didn't want any spoilers.
We heard it tied into this film, so we just both decided separately we were not going to watch the episode until we saw this, so we didn't get spoiled in any way.
Right. And obviously, this scene takes place probably a little bit of a good chunk of time after the event, like the climactic battle of Age of Ultron, because they're building a new headquarters. There's a lot of recruits.
Yep.
There's this, there's that, and all the other things. So I'm like, okay, so this is probably a little bit different going on. But to me, this reads as Civil War is not going to be the Civil War that you know from the comics.
Oh, hell no.
Because clearly Steve's got on the he's almost on the other side of it, and which I'm happy about, because I was as I was watching Winter Soldier last night, I was thinking, I don't want to watch another Captain America on the Run from the government movie.
Yeah, well, no, like, this is gonna be a very different
that movie. Yeah,
yeah, no, this is gonna be a very different, not your younger self's Civil War. Not your grandfather's Civil War.
There you
not
go.
Your,
younger, not
the Civil War of your younger self.
Not your decade ago Civil War.
Not your let's go back in time and talk to teenage Tim Civil War.
Was that, oh my God, it was that long ago, wasn't
it? 10 years. 9 years?
2006. So by the time it comes, it'll be like 10 years by the time the film comes out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, but I mean, okay, with just a few minutes left here, you know, let's, so like, I can't wait to rewatch this film.
I'm actually coming tomorrow. Good. I made plans to come tomorrow, so I will see it again tomorrow.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, I will be making every effort to see this couple. I saw the first Avengers film 4 times in theaters. I may well do that again.
Yeah, I think I have plans to come tomorrow to see it, and then I made plans on Tuesday to see it again. So,
cool.
And some of them, like with tomorrow, people who have never seen it before, and Tuesday, I think were people that are waiting until Tuesday to see it because they don't want to fight the crowds.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but I'm happy that I got to see it now.
Yep.
I enjoyed it.
Yep.
I loved it. I think it was better than the first movie. Definitely had a better pace than the first movie.
Yeah.
A lot of nice Easter eggs, great costumes, great action,
yep.
Good script, funny for people worrying that it was going to be darker, but certainly I think it was the trailer. It was the trailer that made
it
darker.
The trailer, yeah.
I didn't
find
this movie darker than the first Avengers movie. I found it about the same.
I found it a little
maybe
darker.
The stakes were a little higher this time.
Yeah, I mean, instead of talking about Chitauri destroying New York, we're talking about a flying city.
A couple things before, I'm glad the flying city wasn't in America.
Okay.
Just saying that the Avengers are global heroes.
It's true. Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
That's true.
I liked that.
Me too.
Very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they kept going back to the same place, which I thought was cool.
Yes.
Like a film started and ended basically in Slovakia.
Yeah.
I'm super bummed that Baron von Strucker isn't going to be in films anymore.
Yeah,
he
that's
died.
True.
He's a good character.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of, well, I'm going to say I'm a big fan of Hydra, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's a good villain. It's a good villain organization, so I'm kind of bummed that he's dead, but what are you going to do? He can be back too. It's comic books. They all come back.
They could all come back. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found this film thoroughly enjoyable.
Yeah.
It was a little darker, but not too dark, in my opinion. I think that I need to rewatch it, but there were some moments that I was a little bit like thrown off. Like I thought, like, okay, we're spending a lot of time on Hawkeye's family right now. Like, why exactly?
That's because Joss Whedon felt bad.
Yeah,
and he felt bad that Jeremy Renner got a bum deal.
I think
on
so.
The first
yeah,
movie.
And I mean, there hasn't been a Hawkeye movie. There hasn't been like he's been very.
This is the second film he's been in.
Yeah, so
whereas Black Widow's been in 4 already.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think they wanted to build him out more, make him more of a character and less of a just like a 2D, like more of a 3D character and less of a 2D
character. And I think they did a good job of that.
I think
he's still
too.
Not my favorite.
No, but
but Hawkeye's never really been my favorite, so I don't fault that at I come in already loving Captain America.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
Like,
I think that
sorry.
They succeeded in making him more likable this time.
Yes,
because you saw more of him.
Yeah,
he had dimensions to him.
Yeah, he was way more likable.
Yeah.
Actually, that scene with like no one will know.
I think you know what it is. I think it's that was really
that
funny.
Was
oh my good. God,
yeah,
the no one will
so,
know. That was so great.
Yeah.
I think what it was. For me, was that seeing his family and everything, you know, made it so that you cared if he died or not at the end.
Yes.
In that end battle. Because otherwise, I would kind of be like, all right, can we stop looking at Hawkeye and can we go back to Iron Man or something or Cap?
Yes,
like, I don't
exactly.
care. But knowing something
knowing
about him,
that,
now you're invested
he's
in him.
He's got stakes.
You're invested
yeah,
in him.
And his
yeah.
family was charming.
Yes. Linda Cardellini. Love Linda Cardellini.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was well done. They made me care about.
They made me
but
care.
Hawkeye.
I like that the Hokey Pokey stick was back.
And, yes.
Yeah, and not just like in the beginning, but
yeah,
through the whole film,
throughout.
They used it again. I thought it was interesting that a robot could use it. I was like, interesting that somebody could use it. And I liked that the mind gem was hidden inside another gem.
Yes.
Because that was just like...
It's
things like that made me go like, I couldn't do this job.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad to sit here and watch this movie, but I would never be able to write these movies.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think of, like, putting the mind gem inside a stone of a
what?
Different color. So stupid. So simple. But, like, that's not, like... Well, I guess I'm also not trying to think of those things, so...
Sure.
Maybe it's different, but that's my feel of it. But, all right.
I loved it. It was great. I'm looking forward to seeing it again. You know, let's... Let's enjoy it. It's Free Comic Book Day.
It's Free Comic Book Day. Frank and I are off to get some free comic books.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been a Beer with Geeks.
Without beer, without, because I have to drive.
So, Geeks Without Beer.
Geeks Without Beer. But you have, what did you have? Oh, how was the Iron Man?
Oh, the Iron Man cocktail they were serving was great. We had lunch while we watched the film. We went to a Lux Level theater, which meant that we were like sitting in this balcony, and we had food and beverage service while we watched the film. It was awesome. I had this Iron Man cocktail. It was it was whiskey and grenadine. It was basically like a souped up old fashioned. It was really good. It was really good.
That's cool. I couldn't decide what hero one I wanted, and by the time that like they brought you one, I was like, I'm too invested in the movie. I can't talk to you now. Go away.
I know. But, it was great. It was a great experience. Film was awesome. I can't wait for the next one.
Agreed.
Can't wait to see this one again and then move on to the next one again. I need to rewatch First Avengers. Basically, if everything that came out between the First Avengers and this one, I have to rewatch them all leading up to this one again.
Yeah, oh my God. I can't do that by tomorrow.
Not by tomorrow. No. But I got to watch, Avengers, Iron Man 3, Thor. You need
to watch Phase 2. Yeah.
All of Phase 2. Got to rewatch it. Yeah. Great stuff. All right.
I have more thoughts in my head, but you know what? We can talk about those on the ride home. You don't get me review to those.
All right.
Listeners.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Because we'll
guys.
Be for another hour. So.
Thanks, guys, for listening. We appreciate it. BeerWithGeeks.com, at BeerWithGeeks, Facebook.com/BeerWithGeeks, BeerWithGeeks@gmail.com if you want to share your thoughts on Avengers. We'd love to hear those. And, that's it for us.
Sounds good. Okay. I'll just fist bump me because there are no chairs.
Cheers.